I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is. The adaptation of Stephen King's It.
And not really gory.
No.
It's not too gory.
I mean, the kid loses his arm in the beginning.
That's
probably the goriest thing.
And then it's all downhill from
there. Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about our favorite gory scenes of all time.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a lot of horror on here, on mine anyway, on my list. So first of all, you start with one of yours.
Bone Tomahawk.
Oh, man. That is on my list, too.
Oh, is it right? These Cretan troglodytes, or whoever they are, who are out west harassing people. They're just some kind of cave.
And they capture this pioneer guy, and he's hanging naked, right?
Oh, this is the worst.
He's strung up by his feet, naked.
Yes.
Trussed.
Yes.
And they tomahawk him from the crotch down. They sever him.
Yes. From stem to sternum.
Man. John, that is so rough. That scene is so rough.
All the internal organs come out, and that stars
Kurt Russell.
Bone Tomahawk, if anybody gets a chance to see it, it's a really different take on the horror film.
Or a different take on the Western, whichever.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yes,
however you want to look at it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a horror Western. I used to love those George Romero zombie movies, and I loved Day of the Dead.
Okay.
Because of the color. This guy gets torn in half by zombies. So they fall upon him, tearing at his guts. Some are pulling at his legs. Some are pulling at his arms. And then he just kind of tears in half. And he's awake. And then they just start devouring his innards.
Oh, you're good.
There's something so unreal about it. It is and is not scary at the same time. The color of it.
It's the light. It's the color. It's the surreal nature of it. Not quite as gory as yours or even my first one, all right? For a long time before Bone Tomahawk, my favorite, because I went to school at Georgetown.
All right. The Exorcist.
Yeah, The Exorcist.
It is still the scariest movie I've ever seen. But what is so gory about it?
The examples we have given are much gorier than this. This is when Regan abuses herself with the cross.
With the cross. Ugh, that is hard to watch.
And then doesn't she take the blood and smear it on her mother?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I stand corrected.
And
wow.
Maybe,
a rough one.
Maybe less is more.
You know what? You could never do that today.
Yeah.
That was brave filmmaking. Man, is that a horrifying thing. John Carpenter's The Thing. They're trying to revive him with those paddles. The guy takes the paddles and he goes to put them on the chest and it just crushes through his chest and there's this horrible cracking sound. The chest opens up and then there are these teeth in it. And it slams down on the guy's hands. It cuts the guy's hands
off.
His blood is spurting everywhere. Then the thing's head starts to stretch, and the guy's neck drips down off the table. The legs sprout out of the head, and the head runs off like a crab spider. Have you? You don't know what I'm talking about? Oh my God! It's
I don't have your memory.
It is sheer joy.
I know it
that
is.
That scene is so joyful.
And a very fine description from you, sir, from a classic film. Our buddy Jack Nicholson.
Okay, The Shining.
The Shining. You're absolutely right. His character has a beautiful woman at that hotel. He's scoring.
Of course, this would be from your nightmares.
So he scores with this woman.
Yeah.
And she transforms into some crag.
Some crone.
Right, crone.
With moss growing on her. Like, I remember that scene as a kid. I was like, oh, she's got moss on her. Like, what is that?
Somebody described it as a rotting, laughing nymphogramma.
The end of Taxi Driver. Beautifully orchestrated.
It is.
And again, that dark.
Wonderful
it's
choice.
Bright and dark, the blood. I love when he shoots the guy's fingers off, then he stabs the other guy in the hand, you know, and you can hear the sound effects. Scorsese's never been better with violence.
And I did have one from The Fly, where the insect creature dissolves the man's foot.
But oh,
that's
not pretty good.
Half as great as any of the ones that we have had so far.
Well, that one's pretty good. Or when his ear falls off and he keeps all the little mementos. Anthony Hopkins lifting Ray Liotta's skull cap off.
Oh,
and then
cannibal.
Serving a little slice of his own brain. Gory, tactile, and humiliating.
And brainy ending for our show.
Yeah.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.